More Idaho Matters now from the studios at Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. South of Boise, 22 very special ambassadors live together in a sprawling complex in the Idaho desert. And their job is to form a bridge between people and birds to help humans better understand how to help raptors and other flying creatures in their natural environment. And the newest ambassador at the World Center for Birds of Prey is Salix, a baby barn owl. And though Salix is only a few weeks old, this small, scruffy-looking little raptor is already teaching visitors and breaking some hearts along the way. So here to tell us more about Salix and about avian ambassadors is curator of birds Stephanie Ashley and Tate Mason, World Center for Birds of Prey director. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks for having us.
So, Stephanie, let me start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about Salix? First off, do we know if it's a he or a she? Anything like that?
Well, Salix is 5 weeks old and will be 6 weeks old this coming weekend. We do not know if he is a boy or a girl yet. Barn owls have sexual dimorphism, which means that you can tell the males from the females by looking at them. And so we're waiting for the feathers to grow in. Before we know for sure. Hopefully we'll know that in the next couple of weeks. And we're raising him from a baby to be a great ambassador. This is just a great way for them to get used to everything and not be afraid. So they have a really good welfare of life as ambassador birds in our education program.
So tell us a little bit about what Salix looks like, because right now he doesn't really look like what we would think of when we think of an owl. Is that correct?
Right. So when young raptors hatch, they are naked, their skin and just a little bit of down feathers. Very quickly, they grow very fluffy. And so right now, he kind of looks like a little cloud with Aww. These impressive down feathers. But he's also growing in some of his more adult feathers. So his wing feathers, which are for flying, and his tail feathers, but also some of his contour feathers, which are the colored feathers on his body and around his face. So he's got definitely that barn owl face, and then he's super fluffy. And we just posted a picture of him on our social media today, so if anybody wants to go check that out.
So Stephanie, tell us exactly what barn owls are. Like, where do they live? What do we know about them?
Well, barn owls are they have what we call a global distribution, which means that they are found worldwide on every continent except for Antarctica. They're really kind of unique among owls. They tend to be very nocturnal, and so they have very good adaptations to help them to survive in that nocturnal habitat. They fly silently. They have excellent hearing with asymmetrical ears for triangulation. Their face is shaped like a heart, which gives them a really good way to capture sound and funnel it into their ears. It's called a facial disc. They typically will lay about 4 to 7 eggs in a nest, which is a lot for an owl or a bird of prey in general. And their nests are usually inside of man-made structures, which is how they got that name, barn owl, in the first place. They don't hoot. They make kind of a screeching, screaming sound in a variety of chirps. And so a lot of owls aren't hooting owls. And so they got this reputation of being a ghost owl because they fly. They're very light in color in the middle of the night, making this terrifying screaming sound. They can be called the ghost owl. Yeah.
So Tate, Salix is in training to be an avian ambassador. So first off, how many of these ambassadors do you have right now, and what are their jobs? I mean, tell us about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the World Center for Birds of Prey, we are part of the Peregrine Fund, and the Peregrine Fund is a nonprofit conservation organization that works on behalf of raptors all over the world. We have scientists, researchers, educators working on behalf of birds of prey, and the headquarters of the Peregrine Fund is the World Center for Birds of Prey, just here in Boise, and we have 22 education ambassadors, plus we also have California condors here, and our intention is to connect people with the magnificence of these birds. Now, I love birds and I love birds of prey, and I've had these amazing experiences out in the wild with fancy binoculars and just in the right habitat to be able to see these interactions with these birds. But most people never get a chance to see that. And so when people come here, we say this is the best place to see conservation in action. We want people to connect with the magnificence of these birds, just up close and personal. And so we are creating an experience for guests and then also for the birds to kind of live out a lot of their natural, just kind of how they are in nature. So people can see that and appreciate these birds. And so that's really what we're doing out here with the Education Ambassadors. And that'll be the program that Salix is in. And, like during our fall flights program, you can see a vulture crossing the open ground and then eating food out of a skull and things that you would
Wow.
see in nature if you're really paying attention.
So, Tate, we should note that these birds cannot go back to the wild. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. So the birds that we have here are non-releasable, and they would be non-releasable for a number of reasons. But the important thing is that the birds that we have here are thriving in such a way that they can really authentically connect kids to nature. Now, I say kids, but I mean the public too, because we're all kind of kids at heart, really. And so, yeah, those non-releasable birds used in education can be really, really valuable for creating those experiences of people.
So, Tate, we also know that birds of prey all over the world, they're in trouble. So, how are barn owls doing as a species?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Now, our research shows that 52% of raptor species are in decline around the world, and there are 17 endangered species, or critically endangered species. And so there's lots of work to do. Now, the barn owl is a fairly common bird. It's classified as least concern. And that's kind of actually where we want all birds to be, is least concerned. Like, we're not concerned about them going extinct, for example. Like Stephanie mentioned, barn owls have a really high fertility rate, and they also do well near agricultural fields. So we have created around the world with our agriculture and our barns the sorts of environment that have really given barn owls a leg up. And so, yeah, all over the world, barn owls have proliferated, although they are also prone to things like vehicle collisions and also rat poison. So there are threats out there that are certainly taking out owls.
So, Stephanie, before we wrap up, what's next for Salix? I mean, how long can we see him in person?
So Salix will be making public appearances every day here at the World Center for Birds of Prey at 1 o'clock, where people can come and see him. He's never going to look this small again, right? He's growing every single day. And this is a great opportunity for him to get familiar with his role as an ambassador and also for the public to get to see him. This will be available until May 19th. And after May 19th, we are going to take him and do some training with him. About that time, he will be able to fly. And so we want to get him trained so that he can be appropriately shown to the public. We don't have too much chaos going on before he makes an appearance again.
Is there any way, Stephanie, to follow that we can follow his training to become an ambassador bird?
We do have a lot of Salix updates going on our social media pages. We've got Facebook. If you're following us on Facebook, that's a really great way to do it. Also, Instagram. Wherever you have social media, look for the World Center for Birds of Prey and the Peregrine Fund, and you're going to get a lot of updates about Salix.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for talking with us about this program and introducing us to Salix. Appreciate your time today.
Thank
Thanks for
you.
having us.
We've been talking with World Center for Birds of Prey Director Tate Mason and Curator of Birds Stephanie Ashley about a young barn owl named Salix, who is the World Center for Birds of Prey's newest avian ambassador. And as you just heard, you can see Salix through May 19th at the center south of Boise. And then, of course, he'll go into training to become an avian ambassador. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.